Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm still glad you're here. After all these years, after almost 12 years, next week actually will be our 12th anniversary. I'm looking forward to that. After all this time, you're still here. I am too, and I love doing what I do, and I'm so proud of what you're doing, small business owners. I'm so amazed and impressed with the contribution that you make in the marketplace, and that's the reason why we do what we do, and the reason why we introduce you to really smart people like our new friend, and I have to correct myself. It's Pat, not Patty, it's Pat Lynd Kyle. Lynd hyphen Kyle, K-Y-L-E, is her name, and she's a therapist. She's a brain expert. She knows what makes you and me tick inside. She's the author of a new book, which I like a lot, Heal Your Mind, Rewire Your Brain. Pat Lynd Kyle, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you here, Pat. And it's, by the way, folks, what threw me off is, you know, because I'm moving fast here on the show as we're going through this thing, is for some reason when I saw the two T's, Pat, I just automatically put a little I on the end there. So you have to forgive me. Pat with two T's is how you spell her name. Pat, one of the things that I've talked a lot about over the years, somewhere way back, somebody introduced me to the four levels of consciousness. The incompetent, competent. The unconscious, incompetent. The unconscious, competent. The conscious incompetent, and then the conscious competent. Those four levels. And we all live in different stages, you know, at different times. We're all in that level. And it reminded me of something you wrote in your book. You say that some people have a keen interest in becoming more aware and more conscious and finding meaning in their lives, in their own, and then some remain unconscious to its possibilities.
That's true.
Talk to us about that.
I think it must be a propensity that people have to find out what really is going on in my mind instead of allowing the mind just to carry you into incredible stress in our lives. And this is a very fast-paced, as you were saying, a goal-driven society, and the people that begin to see that this kind of life is destructive, not only to my body, but to my mind, are the ones that start to become conscious of how to begin to change that. And the new research is saying it's possible to do this. The brain is not stone. It's plastic. And it is flexible. It can change. And it has mental tools that you can use to begin to reflect upon ourselves, not just drive yourself into the outside world.
Is it reasonable for me to say that the brain, as it evolves, doesn't evolve in a productive way without intention, without self-awareness, without self-analysis on our part? Is that an oversimplification? How accurate is that?
I think that's really true. You know, the brain has a negative bias, and there could be five thoughts that you have, and four of them are negative. Could be complaining, judging, evaluative, poor me, ain't it awful, and one positive thought. And it's this conscious mind to be able to look at that and say, I don't have to live that way. I can change that. I can teach my whole brain to change and create something different in my life.
You know, yeah,
I
like what you said about, I don't like it, but I'm glad you said what you said about the negative bias of the brain, because if you think about it, folks, if you were asked to sit down and write down, you were given a writing project about something that was going on in your life, and you know, I'm a pretty positive person, Pat. I'm almost Pollyanna. I am a pathological optimist. But when I first write something, I do a lot of writing here, and when I first write something, an idea, I often find myself writing it in a negative way, and I sometimes go ahead and write it out like that, and then come back and then say it the way that it really ought to be said to be productive, in order to be productive. Because
that's
the
right.
first way I wrote it was not going to be productive.
And the more you do that over and over and over again, the brain says, oh, we don't have to do it that way, wants it this way.
Right.
The brain will strategize for you if you give an intention and put your attention on it. I think that's the key.
But you have to be aware. You have to be self-aware. You have to be conscious of the fact that this is how you are going to tend to be. And maybe that's maybe this negative bias you're talking about, it really comes from a survival mode, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
It's not. In other words, we shouldn't beat ourselves up. If we are like that initially, we should recognize that this is primordial, and it's a survival thing. But we now have evolved our brain enough, and we live in a world where we can say, "Wait a minute, I don't have to live negatively."
Yeah, we actually have evolved the brain, and they call it the neocortex or the prefrontal
right.
lobe.
We've talked about that.
Has these remarkable tools. These management tools that if we just take a moment to begin to understand them, which is what I have in my book, there are techniques that you can use, and also a CD that is so easy just to follow these mental training program.
Now every book comes with the double CD, right?
Yeah. Well, no, you have to get the CD separate.
Oh, okay. See, I guess I'm just the lucky beneficiary of both of those,
you
right?
You are. But you can get it at Barnes & Noble or Borders or Amazon.
Right.
They all carry it.
Right, exactly. Heal your mind, rewire your brain. We're talking about rewiring our brain. You know, I've told this story to the audience in the past, Pat, and I like talking about it again because it's been such a game changer for me. When I worked for Xerox back in the 70s, they trained me how to do a lot of things really, really well. And one of them was they taught me how to do self-analysis. And that was the most important thing that I think I've ever been trained to do, because from that exercise, I learned how to shine the light on my shortcomings, and also not to beat myself up about them, how to fix them. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's an incredibly unique thing about the brain, the human brain, because no other animal has this
right.
kind of brain where we can self-reflect.
Mm-hmm.
In the book, I have a conversation and the whole idea about the Enneagram. The Enneagram.
Hold on to that thought. Enneagram. Spell it quickly.
Oh my gosh.
I'll find it. Enneagram. We're going to spell it, and we're going to define it on the other side of these messages. I know you're not going to go away now, because you're going to learn how to spell this new word. 20 after. Right back with Pat Lind hyphen Kyle. Pat Lind Kyle. Right after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me, because we got Pat Lind Kyle still with us, folks. She's the author of Heal Your Mind, Rewire Your Brain. Before we get back to her, I want to remind you about my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there, including a lot of past interviews that we've done on this topic. The brain. We've talked a lot about the brain with our other Brain Trust members, and now we have an exciting new Brain Trust member, Pat Lind Kyle, who's going to, we're going to hang on to her, because she's helping you and me, because, folks, you know, learning 6 tips on how to solve this or that is not going to help you get out of your own way. Right, Pat?
That's true.
I mean, this
is... You've got to really change your whole basic structure of yourself.
And see, this is what's so important, I think, about having this kind of a conversation and learning about things like you've been working on, your research, and offering the resource of your book and your ideas, because so many small business owners don't fail because they don't have enough cash, although that's a big reason, or they don't have a good product, or they don't have a good strategy. They fail because the owner couldn't get out of their own way. The owner didn't understand that they were derailing themselves. And, you know, the marketplace is tough enough on us, Pat, without being tough on ourselves, isn't it?
You know, the brain has a personality, and it's located in a certain place in the brain. And if you shift to a different frequency, you don't have a personality anymore. So it comes and it goes. But while we have a personality, it can run our life. And one of the things that we were talking about before we took break was the Enneagram, and it's spelled E-N-N-E-A-G-R-A-M, Enneagram.
And what is it?
And it's a personality type evaluation. There are 9 personalities. It's absolutely amazing. In fact, the research in the UK, the largest center there of organizational tests, found that this Enneagram type evaluation is real, it's objective, and it's not a projection of the mind. There are 9 personality types. Each type talks about what their emotion, what emotion drives them, what their background has been in terms of their the family life. It is a remarkable evaluation, and it's a structure that's been around for thousands of years. It's come up through esoteric traditions, and I learned it when I was at a college, a Catholic university, actually, getting a degree, and one of the nuns brought it up. She says, everyone needs to know who they are before what they do.
Well, this is another thing that we've talked about over the years, is the personality traits that people have, and how those personality traits preclude them from doing certain jobs well.
Absolutely.
Or foster good performance in certain jobs. And if you hire a person whose personality trait doesn't fit the certain job, you basically set them up for failure. And you can't expect them to know where they're supposed to be, because most people don't know what you're talking about right now.
That's exactly right. There are essentially 3 personality types in this Enneagram process that are real leaders, and they lead in certain ways.
Here's examples.
The Enneagram 8 is a leader, and it's a leader that leads through strength and power. Then the Enneagram 3 is one that's an achiever, and it really achieves through goals and processes, and it's a salesperson. Mm-hmm. It's out there selling.
Now, how do we find out? Now, one of the things we've talked about on the show before, is what Pierce and Jane Howard call the 5-factor model, where you're able to determine where you are on the continuum of these 5 factors. How do you propose that we do that?
Well, there's actually on my website you can take an Enneagram test free.
What is the website?
The website is www.healrewireyourbrain.com.
Healrewireyourbrain.com. All right.
That's it.
All right.
And you can take an Enneagram test, and then from there, if you want something that goes a step further, is the EnneagramInstitute.com.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is an incredibly important piece, as you said, about hiring people.
Well, see, the thing is small businesses...
And that will reduce stress.
Well, yeah, see,
right,
small businesses don't do a great job of hiring the right people. We want to get it done quickly. We take the first person who walks in. We don't do any research. We don't do any testing. And the first person who walks in and halfway sounds decent, sometimes they fog a mirror, and we hire them, and we wonder why these people aren't performing in their jobs. And the truth is they never had a chance. And that's the reason why these things are important. Now, so if we go to your website, HealRewireYourBrain.com. We go to your website. We can take the Enneagram test.
You can.
And what will that tell us?
Huh?
What will that tell us? What will that tell us?
Well, that will tell you 3 different personalities. And then you go to the Enneagram Institute. You'll get 3 high scores, in other words. And then you go to the EnneagramInstitute.com, and they will explain it all right there.
Pat, will you come back another day?
Sure.
We got a lot more to learn from you. Will you teach us? Pat Lind, L-I-N-D hyphen K-Y-L-E. Pat Lind Kyle, the author of Heal Your Mind, Rewire Your Brain. Pat, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
I enjoyed it. Thanks.
Yeah, we did too. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. The place I love. I'm here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.